text rendering. We switched here a little bit, so it's not about our packet, it's about this puzzle solves on each conductor machine learning solution for solving this type of problem. So this is the machine failures at this stage, at an IoT stage, right? So, you know, we are generating a lot of smart machines with a lot of sensors. And the idea is that to be able to leverage that data, that rich data, to make some predictive decisions. But so basically, we are on for this topic, really what we are trying to, let me talk about what we've been talking about, what we are going to talk about for this failure detection. So I'm going to talk about this failure prediction first, how we solve that problem. And then we can talk about how do we develop this solution in R, and also with Microsoft R Server, which is AKA the resolution scale up. And then we how do we deploy this R code into production? So we develop it in an R environment, and how do we deploy it? And maybe a demo, probably you not have time for a demo. So let's talk about this this problem. Right? So for machines, or any assets, any mechanical or electrical assets, there is sensors, and for manufacturing industry, they're interested in predicting when this machine is likely going to fail, so that they can take some preventive measures. Right? They can predict. Whether this machine is going to fail within this 1 month, or 2 months, or half a year, how do I schedule my maintenance person to go to the field and to do the preventive repairs? And by doing that, you want to reduce the failures, and also you want to reduce the cost associated with maintenance, also associated with these failures. So a typical type of failures questions we can ask for this type of problem is, what's the remaining lifetime of this machine? So if this machine is brand new or has been repaired, how long further can it go? And when this is going to fail, let's see, what's the time frame it's going to fail? It's going to fail within 1 month, 2 months, right, etc. So the third question is similar. It's just a different time windows instead of whether it too, whether it failed within this window or not. The last question is, what figure types? If you have multiple feeders, then there is a problem you can solve. So this is the problem we want to solve. This is for this feeder prediction problem. We also call that a predictive maintenance. We'll be at Microsoft as a machine learning team. We develop a template on how to solve this type of problems, and together with other industrial solutions. As the standard, probably many people are familiar with this chart. This is a standard machine learning solution, a data science process. At the very you have a business problem to solve, and you fundamentally that into a machine learning problem. You get the data, you divide the model, and you make predictions. In the modeling stage, you use the data, you define the success metric, criteria, and what's the data unit, and what features are predicted. You select features, and you train a model, and you evaluate the model, and in the end, you deploy that into production. When it's in production, you monitor the performance, and you evaluate whether this model is doing well, whether it makes time to do a return. This is part of a larger effort that we have made with Microsoft, is that we come up with a certain templates for some this type of problems. One is failure detection, the other is retail customer churn, fraud detection, forecasting, energy forecasting. And so we put this into work with R, plus SQL, which is a new feature of the SQL Server 2016. It has R services where you can leverage the power of SQL Server, the SQL language, the SQL data ETL, and you also can leverage R for further additional data processing and the modeling. And So that's, this is, you know, a few applications that we recruitment. And for an easier to look at, it's a data NIS SQL template. And we also corresponding implementation in Azure Machine Learning, which is a different platform. It's a cloud-based platform. So this is a SQL Server-based. And the R code can be used in the other places as well. So this is the first step, is formulating this problem. Let's go back to this philosophical problem. Right? So how do we formulate these problems? What's the remaining lifetime of this machine? So this is, can be formulated as a regression problem. We are predicting the remaining lifetime of this machine. So a regression model is going to solve it. And whether this machine is going to fail within 30 days or not, this is a binary classification problem. If it, which time window does it fail? This is the multi-class classification model. Basically, you have different targets, a number of targets instead of two targets. And the bigger tag that belongs to, this is, again, a multi-class classification problem. So in this template, we aim at the first three problems. Right? So yeah, what data do you need? The data, see the smart machines, you have the sensor readings, I read the timestamp. So every 15 minutes, every hour, or maybe every day, you choose some data back from the machine. And the machine characteristic itself, operating environment, failure history, where you need ground truth. For supervised modeling, you need ground truth. So basically, the labels of the failures, of the non-failures, so that the training will make predictions, you can learn from the past history. For data processing steps, if you raise the missing values, sometimes the data may not be available at a certain data point. So you do some missing value treatment, either taking a mean, a median, or some sort of customized model value. So it depends on the application. So replication removal, sorting by time, except all of this, usually is needed to be done. And then you also want, based on the problem you are solving, you want to do the correct labeling. So you need to prepare your data such that the final data set will have labels for each record. This record, for this machine, at this time stamp, it is a failure. It is not a failure. So that's the first step. And then, once data is in the timestamp, machine ID, timestamp, and this one. They see here the format here. In this format, once the data is in this type of format, and plus tag in the end, right? So you can start building features. And features, some features like, very simple features, like, the original raw data points, the machine characteristic operating points, operating environments, and sensor readings. I mean, for sensor readings, because this is numeric, and you can generate additional features on top of that, some like yielding means, standard deviations, mean, max, this type of statistical features within a time window. So you can also do like the change, between the kind of variables, change between the current timestamp versus the previous average of previous timestamps. You can do the velocity of changes, how fast is changing. So you can think of any additional features that could fit into this problem. Also, the risky events, if there's some small minor problems that typically happen before a big failure happens. So those are some additional features as well. And what's the lifetime? So how long this machine has been running, etc. So any limited variables you think can be helpful. Once you do that, you can do feature selection, you can do filter-based, where you do not need to train a model, you just compute the feature with its target. So whether you're predicting a binary classification problem, is whether they fail or not, or there's regression. So you compute this kind of correlation of mutual information, a number of different metrics. The statistical metric can be used to select the features that can be mostly predicted. And rather based, you can do the feature importance, value selection. So basically, you train a model and you change the values of the you change the values of the test data and see how much performance degradation you're going to see. So, what is a good model? You know, you can change, you can see all standard steps. You can choose, you know, different number of items. This is just a list, selected list, you can use them all. And you know, this is the metrics for different values, so there's different metrics, and all, basically all of this are coded in the GitHub, which I showed you a couple slides earlier. So, you know, this is some example performance metrics like ROC curve, you know, basically recall. This is for the value classification problem. So, you know, this is using a sample data set where a few hundred aircraft engines data. So this is a, you know, just an example to demonstrate how this works. You know, for this template, we have this, you know, workflow. This is feature processing, feature engineering, tuning, and then the deployment. So we have this available in the Jupyter Notebook. If you search for this slide, I'm not sure if you can share it or not. This pretty maintenance, which is one of the feature detection. So this, if you search for predictive maintenance, R notebook, you're going to find it from internet. And modeling that also in Cognac Intelligence Gallery. If you search these terms, you find this. The R code is in GitHub. And for deployed models, I think there are, you know, one of the problems with R is that it, you know, many people find it difficult to finalize the last mile, which is, you know, deploy this into production, where you really utilize this to make decisions. So, you know, there is some one approach is, you know, use converting models into PML and then use a DAPA scoring engine to do the scoring. That we had to purchase this DAPA service. A few new options available. So one is deploying the SQL Server 2016, which is released this year with Microsoft. You can do this with our services. You can do the advanced analytics by bringing the analytics to where data resides. So you can develop in your R environment, but you can operationalize at a SQL Store procedures. And you can also deploy as a web service on Azure. We have Azure ML SDK, basically R package you can use to put as a web service, and then you can call from that. And also with Microsoft Azure, we have deployed R. This is additionally, we can search online as well. So why we use this? Because, you know, SQL is powerful. You can do all kinds of data operations and bring analytics to where data lives. So SQL Plus, the Microsoft R server, which is the previously known as Revolution R in enterprise, which was acquired last year. So this is what it means, right? So you divide the code in your R IDE, and you send your computation into the SQL server. When the computation is done, you get the results back. Right, so basically, you can use your own IDE and work on your own laptop on desktop. And likely let the more powerful machine run in the background.
With the R server and this thing?
Yeah, this is the R server.
Not the both combined.
Yeah, the SQL Server with the R services. So.
Is the data moved from the SQL Server to R?
So basically, we are moving the R algorithm into the SQL Server. So you can call this in the SQL Store procedure, which I'm going to show you in the next slide. This is some R, I think I have limited time. So this is the sample code. I usually utilize a lot of those functions. Some of those functions are Rx functions, those are Revolution R functions you have to use in order to work with SQL Server. But for any R operation, standard operation still works. So if I want to create features, this function, it can be purely R function. when you call it, and you call this step to to build to run. So this is, you know, the training, the scoring. So I will skip this all of this and show you this where this operationalization works. Right? So you have your SQL Server, any applications, you have different languages and SQL Server API, and I call that API, call that stop procedure to, you know, to run to the trainer model or score model. Where your R code is embedded. So here, this is the grammar builder that we show you. Next, is when you say, this is the case when you tune the model. So you can see this is all SQL stuff, but inside SQL, this is R, purely R code. And this is Rx, but you can also replace this with R code. So, and then this is for scoring. So, so the idea is that, you know, you can put everything within SQL Server. It will run for you. But this is similar to what you are still seeing that in the entire data in the Postgres session. This is similar in the implementation because the garbage R what we said before. And you know, before at the web service, this is some simple. If you use this library, then you can do some simple operations there. I will skip this. This is basically if you go to their website in the GitHub, that it's called aka.ms.ms/sqlr-templates. And they refer you to a collection of those applications and point you to the GitHub. Eventually, you find the code there. I think, you know, this is the reason for the GitHub. I think this is pretty long, lots of information, but I think wish you guys have time to check it out later. I think Autonomous Intelligence Gallery is one thing that we lots of data science related stuff for learning or for, you know, for building your own solutions. And we have this post club based on the SQL based solutions. So given that, I think I'm out of time. Okay. Do you have any questions?
Thank you very much for this very interesting talk.